The state has a win in its pushback against new Title IX rules. A report found working for minimum wage would not be enough to cover the rent. And more than a dozen burial sites in Oklahoma are linked to federal Indian boarding schools. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, July 31st. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond secured an injunction against new Title IX regulations protecting LGBTQ+ students and school employees. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Kate Kelly has details.
The U.S. Department of Education released new Title IX amendments that clarify how schools should handle complaints of sex-based harassment. They also expand protections for students and employees who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or recovering from terminating a pregnancy. However, among the 1,500 pages of rules, one section has become the most controversial. The amendments define sex-based harassment as a form of discrimination that includes harassment based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Attorney General Gentner Drummond won an injunction to block the new Title IX rules from taking effect in Oklahoma. He says the rules elevate gender identity above protections of male and female students. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kate Kelly.
A national report found that working a full-time job at a minimum wage is not enough to afford a one-bedroom apartment anywhere in Oklahoma. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer reports on the findings from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition.
Minimum wage in Oklahoma has been the same for the last 16 years, $7.25. At this rate, a minimum wage worker has to work an average of 88 hours a week to afford a one-bedroom rental apartment. That's the same as working more than two full-time jobs at once. The counties with the most expensive one-bedroom apartment rates are concentrated in the Tulsa and Oklahoma City metro areas. Earlier this month, nearly double the necessary signatures were submitted to get an Oklahoma minimum wage increase on the ballot. The state chamber opposes the change. After the signatures are verified, citizens will get a chance to vote on the increase themselves. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The U.S. Department of Interior released more details about the history of federal Indian boarding schools. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi tells us what the report found about boarding schools in Oklahoma.
Back in 2021, Secretary Deb Haaland of the Pueblo of Laguna Tribe helped launch an investigation into federal Indian boarding schools.
It is history that has shaped our nation for too long has been swept under the rug, all while Indigenous communities grapple with the undeniable fallout of intergenerational trauma.
She and Assistant Secretary Brian Newlin of the Bay Mills Indian Community revealed almost 1,000 Indigenous children passed away while attending federal Indian boarding schools. More than 100 of those children died in schools in what is now Oklahoma.
There was historically a lot of disease outbreak. And, you know, it's very likely that many of those kids died as a result of abuse.
In total, 16 burial sites in Oklahoma have been identified. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
The U.S. Army and the Environmental Protection Agency are planning to poke around water wells in two Oklahoma communities in search of harmful forever chemicals. We get details from Grayson Wheeler with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
This program is running in just 9 locations across the country, and 2 are in Oklahoma. Federal officials will sample private water wells around Fort Sill in Lawton and the Army Ammunitions Plant in McAllister. They'll be checking for PFAS, also known as forever chemicals, because of their long lifespans in the environment. At high concentrations, they're known to increase cancer risks. There's particular interest in PFAS around military facilities because the chemicals are heavily used in fire extinguishing foam and many other materials. If PFAS are found to have seeped into the groundwater around the facilities, the Army and EPA will work with the State Department of Environmental Quality to figure out how best to protect Oklahomans' health. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast, I'm Deborah Ashar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.